Unit 4. Important Discoveries. Track 10.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of On the Grid, the electrifying podcast about the world of electricity and energy. Our topic for today is the history of electricity. So, who invented electricity? The answer to that question is nobody. Electricity has always been a part of our world. Just think of lightning during a thunderstorm. That's a powerful source of electric energy. There is also electric energy in your body. There are electrical synapses in your brain that use tiny amounts of electricity for communication. You can also notice the effects of electricity when rubbing a balloon on your t-shirt, as you are creating static electricity by doing that. And you won't be the first to notice this phenomenon. It is said that the Greek philosopher Thales of Miletus noticed the effects of static electricity in the year 600 BCE. That was over 2,600 years ago. We know that electricity is a type of energy that can build up or flow from one place to another. In the case of static electricity, the energy remains in one place, as static means that something does not move. The energy that moves is called current electricity. Hundreds of years of scientific discoveries, experiments, and inventions have led us to the way we use electricity today, generating immense amounts of energy in power plants, lighting whole cities, powering gadgets from laptops to smartphones and from microwaves to washing machines. As the history of electricity is quite complex, we will only focus on a few important discoveries today, but stay tuned for future episodes in which we will highlight other famous inventors. Around 1600, the English scientist William Gilbert used the word electricity for the first time. In 1752, the American politician Benjamin Franklin conducted a series of experiments to find out that there were two kinds of electrical charge, a positive and a negative charge. In 1785, the French scientist Charles-Augustin de Coulomb explored electric fields. Around 1800, Alessandro Volta discovered the electrical properties of metals. He joined different metals to make electricity, basically inventing batteries. 27 years later, Georg Ohm, a German physicist, noticed that some materials are better conductors for electricity than others, developing the idea of resistance. Meanwhile, the study of electromagnetism began. In 1821, André-Marie Ampère proved that electricity and magnetism worked together to create a force. Michael Faraday worked on the first electric motor in the same year. Later, he also invented the electric generator. In 1840, Joseph Henry Joule finally proved that electricity is a kind of energy. That's it for today. There is more to come on other discoveries and famous personalities such as Thomas Edison and Nikola Tesla in our next episode. Thank you for listening.